Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Marasi Sheyichyu. It's Moshe Depeshtin Raisan Moshe Mordechai. A schus Harav Baruch Hertz Ben Savatzi Poira. So Shachle Israel, Bruce Vitravas Tilar Bidachai, Chavifeg Bas Michal Dispasia. Dina Bracha Ben Sester Hadassah. So Shachle Israel. Matan Ben Sarah. Forshem So Shachle Israel. And this is based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Agoyin HaMufla VeHaMufla VeHarav Manzatzal. This was said at a kollel in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, near Moreinu Rabbeinu's yeshiva, Kfar Chassidim, where this kollel finished Bava Kamma. So Moreinu the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal talks about the end of Bava Kamma and says this is a beautiful Torah, which we are going to try to recreate. The Gemara in Bava Kamma and Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph says, "Mamoin Masul Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda Chada Mar Mutar La'Abdo B'Yad." If you have a Meiser, Meiser is somebody who gives away Jews and Jewish money to the Gentiles. So he's a Maisa, and frankly, we don't like him so much, to say the least. Uncle Panim, what about his money? So Rav Huna Rav Yehuda said, it's mutar la'abdo b'yad. You're allowed to destroy it. Chamam rasul la'abdo b'yad. You're not allowed to. Rav Huna Rav Yehuda, chadam or mutar la'abdo b'yad, chadam or asul la'abdo b'yad. It's a machlekes between Rav Huna Rav Yehuda. One person says you're allowed to destroy it. The other person says you're not allowed to destroy it with your hand. I mean, you're allowed to kill him. So why should the moment be more chamer? Why should you say the moment is usher? Killing him is mutter. So you're mutter la'abdu b'yad. You're not allowed to destroy his money because you maybe you'll have good children. And the good children, they will be able to enjoy the money and benefit from it, and they are worthy. So you're not allowed to destroy his money. Those are the two opinions here in the Gemara HaKadosha, Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph, the Rambam, Mamrim 2:3. I must note that Moreinu Rabbeinu has a Sefer on Mamrim, two Svarim, which are just not shaykh, as they say today in the yeshivas. Unbelievable. So, the Rambam in Mamrim 2:3 and in Akum, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in the 10th perek, and in Hilchos Eidus, in the 11th perek, in the 10th halacha, the Rambam paskins that Moisrim dinam nami kedin kol moiridim, veloy ma'alin. A Moisir has a din of moiridin veloy ma'alin. That one throws them into the pit to make sure that they are no longer active in this world, veloy ma'alin, we don't save them. That's the din of a Moisir. And the kasha is that in the 4th parak of Oitzeach halacha yud, Rambam writes, "Aminim, v'im oiv de avei de zorah mi Yisrael, o ha'oise aveirois lahachis, afilu ochal nevela, ilovash shat neis, lahachis, hareze min, v'apikorsim, v'hen, shekoifrim v'toiro, v'nevua mi Yisrael, mitzvah lahorgon. Minim are those who serve idols, or those who are oisa averus lahachis. Even if he ate a nevela or unkosher meat, or he wore shatnez in order just to get God angry, kibiyachol. So this person's a min. But he's an oiver averus lahachis, and he's a min. He's an oiver averus zar, he's a min. And then they're the apikarsim. Where are the apikarsim? Those who are koifer b'toira u'b'nevua. Jewish people who are koifer am toira nevua. The din is Mitzvah l'horgon. The Rambam there doesn't write anything about Moisrim. And the Shaila is, Kasha is, where did the Moisrim go? Moisrim have a din of Meridim B'lay Ma'alin. So the Rambam should have mentioned Moisrim here also. The Merkebes HaMishneh in Tshuva 3:6 answers that the Rambam in Hilchot Zorit Seach is Samech on what he writes in Hilchot Akum. Gam Moisrim. In other words, Hilchot Zorit Seach, he doesn't have to write that you're allowed to kill the Moisrim, because he was Samech on what he wrote in Hilchot Avodah Zarah, that you have to kill the Moisrim. However, this Merkebes HaMishnah is not Pashut. Because if that's true, that the Rambam was Samech on what he wrote in Hilchos Akum, Lagabe Moisrim, why wasn't he also Samech Lagabe Minim Vapikarsim? The Rambam already troubled himself to bring the din of Minim and Apikarsim in Hilchos Reitzach, that mitzvah lahargan. So then why didn't he also bring the din of Moisrim? Moisrim, you Mekeres Mishnah was Samech on what he wrote elsewhere. So then why wasn't he Samech also when it comes to Minim and Apikarsim? Shtarka Kasha. In the Tshuvas of the Ksav Sofer, in Yoredei and Simon Reish Lamed Zayin, he writes that it's Pashut, that the din of Moiser is that he's killed midin roidef. Like the Rambam writes, the eighth parak of Chayv L'mazik, Loche Yud, mitzvah laharoig ha-Moiser b'chol mokoim ve'afilu b'zman hazeh she'ein donim dinei nefoshes u'mutur lahorgoi koidim she'yimso ela k'she'omar hareini Moiser. Oy b'memoinoi v'afilu momun kal, arei hitir atzmoi l'misa. U'masrim boi, v'oimrim loi al timso, im heyiz ponov, v'omar loiki, ela em serena, mitzvo lehorgoi. Zok the Rambam, that it's permitted to kill a muscle b'chol makoin, even b'zman hazeh, that we're not done, v'inei nefashis. Again, this is all, have I said, this is all Pilpule Torah, Pilpule Araisa. I'm not paskining any halachas. It's not my job, and it's not my ability. So we're just learning Lola Maisa. A Kopan in the Rambam says, even Mizman Azeh, you kill Maisrim. And not only when he does it, after he does it, even before. You're allowed to kill the Moiser even before. All he has to do is say, Areini Moiser. You don't know the guy. It could be he's Moiser already 20 times. When you're the Moiser 20 times, you know he's going to continue being Moiser. You're killing. But this guy has never been Moiser. All he did was, is he said that Areini Moiser, I'm going to do it. So he was Matir Atzma Lamisa. So we give him Asra, and we say, don't do it. And if he's Chutzpedik, and he says, no, I'm going to give away the money. Mitzvah Lahorgo, Halach Yad Aleph, Asa Zayme Mashal Zama Mimasa. He did what he planned to do, and he was Moisa. He royally, She Asa Lahorgo, Eliim Kain Huchsak Limsa. Ooh. Once he was already Moisa, it would appear to me that one is not allowed to kill him. Unless he's muchzik as a moiser, like we said before, he does it 20 times, he's muchzik as a moiser. But if he did what he did and he was moiser, then you know, he's already done, it's finished. So one's not allowed to kill him, because he already did what he did, he's not endangering anybody anymore. The only time it's mutter is if he's muchzik with moiser. So he's killed, lest he give over other people. So, the Ksav Sofer proves from the Rambam that the Moiser is Nerag, it's Midin Roidev, and not Midin Rishus, How do you see it's midin avodiv? Because if he already did it, you don't kill him. You only kill him if he's on his way to do it, or if he's muhsak to do it. So it's midin roidev, it's not midin rishus. And memela, it's not included in the din of min vapikoiris, because those are midin rishus. This is midin roidev. And also there's a Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam, there in Hilchos Yotzeach, that the Rambam didn't have in the Girsa of his Gemara and Avodah Zarah, together with the Minim Apikoros and the word Moisrim. Because there it's Machmas Rishon, and therefore the Rambam doesn't include Moisrim. However, the Ksav Sofer is very difficult. Because we have the Rambam in Hilchos Akum, in Hilchos Edus, where the Rambam brings the Moisrim, including the Din and Malim Beloy Moridim, Moridim Beloy Malim. And according to the Ksav Sofer, why did the Rambam bring this in Hilchos Akum and Edus? Because the Moridim Beloy Malim are Midin Rishusam. And you Ksav Sofer say, according to the Rambam, that a Moisir is Midin Roidev, so he doesn't belong. So you explain very nicely why it's not brought in Hilchos Roitzeach, but why is it brought in, why does the Rambam bring it in? You want to say it's midin moiser and not it's midin roidev and not midin yerishus? Okay. So how do you explain the Rambam's where he brings it in the context of people who are killed midin rishusam? Ubeim esekash and the Rambam himself. In Chovel Umazik, the Rambam says it's midin. It's mashma here, it's midin roidev. In the Mele, we have a kasha of why in Hilchos Roitzeach, rather in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where he brings it into the context of Moridim Eloi Malim, which is not the Midin Roidev, it's Midin Rishus. Another kasha, the Chasim Sofer, of the Ksav Sofer in our Gemara, is that if it's Midin Roidev, on my pligi hocha klal, Rav Hun of Rav Yehuda, the Gabi Memoinai. If the issue is Roidev, then why are they arguing about Memona? Roidev, you kill him to be matzah the nirdev. Mazik ashur the moment shelo. And if you're going to tell me that the argument is because through his mamon you can stop him from doing the sira, it's bechana the mishmos of the gemara. But anyway, it's not true because. Then the machlokes. Then we have a Bryce in Sanhedrin. That tells us that a roidev b'shas redifa, you're allowed to destroy his money mishum hatzala. So you don't have to come on to the fact that he's going to have a good child in order to save him. You have a Bryce that says that mishum hatzala you're allowed to save him, and that's not what that opinion says. The opinion says you're allowed to destroy his money. It's not al tzatzala. It's because he's going to have a good child. So, the issue here is not the Hatzala. Memela, if he's a Din Roidev, so why are you allowed to destroy his money? Mazik Ashur the Mamon Shela. You kill him to save the Nirdof. What does that have to do with his Mamon? You're allowed to destroy his money. So, it would appear as follows, says Moreno Barabenu Zetzal, that the Rambam, in the third parak of Mamre, in the third halacha, writes about the sons of the Kavoyim. She'ein lahem din moichidim b'loy malim, kevin dahavu tinuik shenishba. That the sons of the Kavoyim don't have a din of moichidim b'loy malim. Why not? Because they have a din of tinuik shenishba. The sons of the Karaites, they were just born into it. They're not chayiv misa. And this is difficult because we have a Rambam in the 10th parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, who writes that the Moisrim and Apikorsim in Yisrael, Hayadinam la'abdam bi'adol la'iridan ad be'er shachas, mipnei shahayu meitzirim li'Yisrael. Mesirim esa'am me'acharei Hashem. Kach kosev Rambam, Hilchos Mamrim, Halacha Beis, shekol ha'goreg echad mehem asa mitzvah gadola ve'hesir ha'michshol. We see from the Rambam in both places that the reason we kill these Moisrim is because they are a stumbling block. They cause a lot of trouble for the Jewish people. So that is why we kill the Moisrim, because they cause a lot of trouble for the Jewish people. And so to the Apikarsim. The reason they're killed is because they made Sirim li Yisrael, made Sirim Yisrael me'acharei Hashem. And if one kills one of these Apikarsim, so he's doing a mitzvah gedol, he's Meisir Michshol. So this Sivas Ha'ariga is because they are a michshol to the Jewish people. The Apikarsim in the Maisrim. Also the Rambam in the Parash Mishnayis, in this first parak of Chulin, Mishnah Beis, Agabe Amin of Akarayin, even though now we're not done dini nefashis, that's only a Jew who's over Averis Misa, but Minim, if it's stukim, if it's by Susim, these people are allowed to be killed. Again, not lemaisa, we're not doing this today. But the Rambam says that even though today we're not done dinei nefashis, nevertheless, the minim, the tztukim, the baisusim, they're punished. Why? In order that they don't destroy our emuna. We see again that the sivas hariga is because they're a michshol. They cause so much trouble. They cause so much of a loss to the Jewish people. They destroy people's emuna. And therefore they're killed. And if that's true, then what do we say about the sons of the Karaim, who are definitely Apikarsim, I believe in Torah Sheba'al Peh, what do we say about them, that if it's a Tinok Shenishba, so he's not killed? What does it help us? What does it help us with Tinok Shenishba? He's still going to be a Michshol. If the word is that these people are a Michshol, they're a stumbling block, so what does it matter if they're a Tinok Shenishba or not? They're still going to be a stumbling block. So it would appear that we require two things for the din of Marid and Beloy Malin. Number one is what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim, in Halacha Beis, Shekol Eilu Einam Bechlal Yisrael. And so he writes in the Parash Mishnayis, Perak Chelek, B'Sanhedrin Bikra Yud Gimel, U'kshen Iskal Kelad Yisod Me'el Yisod Is Hareza Yoytze Me'aklal, V'Kofar B'Iker, V'Nikra Min V'Apikoydes, V'Kotzatz B'Nitiyos, that if a person doesn't have one of these yisodos of emuna, so what's his status? His status is that he is, A, he has left the community of the Jewish people. They're very serious things. A person has, chas v'shalom, left the community of the Jewish people, and he is a denier of a fundamental belief, or fundamental beliefs, and in addition, he is called a min, he's called an apikoros, and what's his din? He's koitzeitz b'netios. That's like an expression that means he's an apikoros. He's cutting down the trees, he's disconnecting us from our roots. And so too the Rambam, in the first parak of Hilchos Evel, Halacha, Yud, Kol HaPorshim Darchei Tzibur V'Him Anoshim Sheparku Ola Mitzvahs, Ne'al Tzavoran, V'chulei, Ela Harein B'nei Chorim La'atzmin Kishara Umayis, V'chein Apikorsim V'amun V'amoyisrim, Kol Eilu Ein Mis'ablim Aleim, anybody who's Porish M'Darchei Tzibur, people who are Poyreik old mitzvahs, they threw away the yoke of mitzvahs, they do whatever they want, like the Gentiles, and so to Apikorsim and Mumrim and Moisrim, all of these people, you're not misabel for them. There's no avelus. So we see from the Rambam that these people, these apikarsim, these moisrim, are moitzi atzma min haklal. And therefore it's paskin also in Yeredeya, kufnuntes, if beis, agave mumrim, shemutar lahalvotam biribit. Why? Because they're no longer, you're allowed to be malve beribis, because they're no longer included in the category of achecha. They're not your brothers. That even if he's ki yisrael gamu, uchayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs, haynu davka legabe atzmai v'chiyuva, aval legabe klal yisrael, einoi b'klal yisrael, v'lachayn, ein loy achvo. As far as klal yisrael is concerned, these people are not in klal yisrael, and therefore, there's no achvo, there's no achicha, you're not allowed to lend your brother with ribbis. But these people are out. A person's a min, a person's an apikaris, a person's a moiser, he's out. It's very interesting that today it's quite common. You see a lot of people, especially in Eretz Yisrael, people who wear kippahs. They wear yarmulkes on their head, and they keep Shabbos, they keep kosher, they watch film, and they're mamash apikorsim. You'd see videos of them, they go online, and they are mamash kofer b'ikrei emunah, with no problem. It's like, yeah. So we should know how serious it is. So that's number one. In order to be ma'alav alo moirid, the ersh tizachis, that is moitzi atzma miklal Yisrael. And that's not enough to be matir hariga, because even to kill a ben noyach, who's not in klal Yisrael, is aser, of course. Right, Zayach 2:11. Choshken a mummer. Sheve etzem klape atzma, he's a Jew. It's not klape us. Therefore the Rambam says, that we need another reason to kill them, and that's mishum hefseid Yisrael. And even though this din wasn't said in the Torah, and there's no onesh on this, and there's no onesh misa for being mafsid Yisrael, for causing us harm, spiritual harm. Nevertheless, the Rambam adds, Mamrim there on Halacha Beis, ve'enam srichim edim edo ve'edim v'hasroa. They don't require, like it says in the Gemara, in Mesechus Sanhedrin, and Afnun Vov, Amud Beis, that it's not necessary to have a Sanhedrin. That's Eda, Edim, and Hasra. You don't need two Edim. Enough one Ed. Enough one Dayan. You know, Hasra is necessary. So this person's din is like that of a Ben Noach. This Mumarapi Karas Moser. Because he's out of Klal Yisrael. And the Ran, in his Droshes, in Drush Yud Aleph, writes that the Ben Noach, his Iker Din, a famous Droshes Haran, his Iker Din is Mishpat Medini velo Mishpat Torati. It is a more of a civil type of law and not a Torah tikkun law. And if so, anybody whose din is a Mishpat Medini, who has a civil law status, that's what he follows. Secular law, natural law, whatever you want to call it. If he is a Michshal, if he is a Hefsek to the Jewish people, Efshal Lahalvagoy, such a person, one is allowed to kill. And that's what the Rambam says, that since he's Yotze mi Klal Yisrael, so now he has a din like B'nai Noyach. The dinim of B'nai Noyach are al stikun olam, and therefore al stikun olam he can be killed. Mitzvah lahargam, because it's a tikun olam, it's a tikun Yisrael. better that these people not be around. And according to this, we can understand that the Rambam says in Roitzeach 4:10 that we mentioned earlier, that lechatchila, it's a mitzvah la'roig es hamoiridin v'loy malim b'sayif ayin shem b'divrei Rambam, that it's a mitzvah, those people who have a din of moiridin v'loy malim, that they're thrown into the pit and they're not saved, it's a mitzvah to kill them with a sayif. The sma in Simen Tov Chof Hei, Si'if Koton Tes Zayin, writes in the name of the Ir Shushan, that is Ka'an She'ir Anidachas Shnei Rogim B'Sayif. That is because they have the status of those of an Ir Anidachas who are also killed B'Sayif. And the Sma asks, I don't understand. To kill An She'ir Anidachas, you need that Roi V'Ir, or Roi V'Ir Avoy Dezara. But Yechidim Oiv De Avoy Dezara Dinam B'Skila. So what's the Ir Shushan talking about, asks the Sma. We're dealing here with Yechidim, so Dinam B'Skila, not B'Sayif. However, based on what we said, you can answer this question very easily. Sharei Kol Din Moiridin is because his din is that of a Ben Noach. And Ben Noach Misasei B'Sayif. And since that's the din of a Ben Noach, so that's also the din of Moiridin V'Loi Ma'alin. And that's what the Sefer Yir Shushan means when he shtelt zu, when he compared the Moiridin V'Loi Ma'alin people to Ir Anidachas. Because in the Shnois Eliyahu, in the Lakutim of the Gra from his son-in-law, he writes there at the end of the Lakutim that the Mis of the Ir Anidachas is Midin Misis B'nei Noyach. And therefore, we have two things. Number one, Ein Sarach Hasra K'bnei Noach Hasaros Zoy Misasa. And not only that, Nerogin B'Sayif, that's what it says in the Shnois Eliyahu Likutei Me'agro, written by his son-in-law. So Kum Dois, it emerges that Misas Ir Anidachas is the Hechitimtzi for killing a Yisrael B'dinei B'nei Noach. And because of that, his Misa is B'Sayif. And that's why the Sefer Yir Shushan writes which is Harigas Yisrael B'din B'nei Noach. Again, these people are in the Milam, they're out of Klai. So out of Klai, so they'll kill B'din B'nei Noach. B'nei Noach are killed B'din Saif. And the Mises Yir Anidachas is the Hechitimsi of killing Jews B'din B'nei Noach. And therefore, Misas and B'Saif. And the Kasha is of the Smaz, not Shver. Yir Anidachas is only if it's Rova Yir. And here it's not. Because the Yir Shushan is talking about the Yisoid Achiv. The Yisoid Achiv of the Ir Nidachas is Midin B'nei Noach. So here also, the Yisoid Achiv of these Maridim B'loi Ma'ilin is Midin B'nei Noach, because they're out of Klal Yisrael, and they're killed Midin B'nei Noach, B'misas Sayif. And not that Ir Nidachas is killed also. The Yisoid Advarim is that when Rav Yerbs over Rezor, they're killed Midin B'nei Noach. L'fize, we can understand the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, was sagt, Legabe B'nei HaKaroin, that since the B'nei HaKaroin Arketinokshin Nishba, Simemela, they don't have a din of Moiridin V'Loi Ma'alin. We asked earlier, wait a second, there's still a Michshol, they're still causing us a problem, so it's not that they have to be killed. Based on what we said, it's Gevaldik. Because that they are causing a Hefsek, that they are causing so much harm to the Jewish people, is not enough of a reason to kill them. Because in order to kill them, he has to take himself out of the klal, and he has to be a ben noach. Remember, you need two things. A, he's out of the klal and he's a ben noach. And number two, he's causing a hefsek. But since their children are ketinok shenishbas, they're like any other Jew. And therefore we can't kill him, mishum tzarech. Shedavar zeh ino mechayev misa b'Yisrael. So it's not mechayev misa by a Jew, and in Mela, these people have the status of a Jew, these These bnei kavoyim. So we're not allowed to kill them. You're right, they're a hefsek. You're right, they're going to cause trouble because they have their false views. But they're still in the category of Jew, of being a Jew. In the male, they don't have this din of bnei noach. Because these ma'aridim below ma'ilin are killed midin bnei noach. And therefore, like we said, it's supposed to be ideally done with saif. According to this, we also can answer the kash of the ksav sofer, who asks that since a roidef is killed, kedei lahatzil es hanirdof, since the roidef is killed in order to save the nirdof, why is it mutter to destroy his money of a moiser? Why is it mutter to destroy the money of the moiser? What does his money have to do with anything? Why are we killing him? We're killing him to save the nirdofim, because a person's money is his life. Meaning that this is what he eats from. Not that money is everything, that one, vacations are everything in cars and $50,000 watches, but in the sense that when you're endangering someone's money, that's his livelihood. That's why we call it a livelihood. So Mamamchila, what does it mean, destroying his money? What does that help us? You have to kill him to save the Jew, to save the Nirdaf. What's the sinyan of destroying his money? And why is there a man de Amar that holds that? No. If the vort is that destroying his money is going to be part of the Hatzalah, so then why does the Gemara say that it's no? The Gemara says that there's an opinion that it's out his son. In other words, that maybe he's going to have a good son, so don't destroy his money. If destroying his money is going to save the victim, so who cares if he's going to have a good son? So based on what we said, we understand very well that the Mandam Mutter Labid Mimono holds that by Ibn Mimono there's a Tikkun Oil, Tikkun Oila. Because if he knows that they're going to destroy his money, they're going to burn down his house. They're going to smash his car. So this Ibn Mammon is going to help with Tikkun Oila. And since he went out of Klal Yisrael and he's a Din of Bnei Noach, you're allowed to destroy his money for tikkun oil and mikal v'chomer, like the Gemara says, "Shelo yehei mamoino yichomer migufoi." His mammon shouldn't be more chomer than his guf. If you're allowed to destroy his guf, you're allowed to destroy his mammon. And not al tzoraydif. So, the opinion that says mutar la'avid mamoinai is because by ibud mammon there's going to be tikkun oil. Because we're talking about a case where he knows that if his money is going to be destroyed, so he's not going to be moiser. He's not going to be moiser, the guy, because he's afraid that his money is going to be destroyed. So this Ibud Mammon is going to be effective for Tikkun Oila. And since he's out of Klal Yisrael and he's going to be noyach, you're allowed to be ma'abin memoinu mishin Tikkun Oila, because he's out of Klal Yisrael. So now we have to get to the Tikkun Oila, he has a guy. So for Tikkun Oila, you're allowed to destroy his money. And it's a kal v'chomer. You're allowed to kill him. You're also allowed to destroy his money. But the Ibn Mammon isn't Atzer Roidef. The Ibn Mammon is Mishum Tikkun Oila. The kal v'chomer. If you're allowed to kill him in order to make a Tikkun Oila, then you're allowed to destroy his money for Tikkun Oila. But it's not Atzer Roidef. Not like the Ksav Sofer. The man de'amar that holds that it's Aser to destroy his money holds that since his Yerushim are Jews, And Jews have a mishpat torati, v'lo mishpat midini. Jews have a toradik mishpat, and not a common law mishpat. Therefore, you're not allowed to be ma'amid m'moina, because it's Yiddish geld, as they say. It's Jewish money. It's his Yerushim's money. And since this money is going to his Yerushim, so you're not allowed to destroy the money, like we have in the Sechus Kedushin, right? That when a father is the Flamed Beis, that when a father, it says, when a father is destroying money, so the son can't speak up. The Gemara says, if he holds Mishalot, means it's the father's money, why would the son speak up? The answer is he's going to yarish in the money. So you're also, the kids are going to yarish in the money. Since they're going to yarish in the money, so in the Mela, you're not allowed to touch his money. He's going to have good children. The Mandarma that says that it's Mutter holds that no, since now it belongs to the Meiser, it's Mutter. Givaldic. And according to this, we can also answer the kasha of the Shara Mishpat. In Simon Tovchav, Tovches, and Sivkot Nalef, who asked on the Beis Yosef, who holds that a Stam Goy, it's mutter to kill him. Stam Akum, not a Goy. Stam Oyved Avod Zara, we don't pass in this way, Rabbi. Stam Oyved Avod Zara, mutter lahar Goy. That's the Beis Yosef. And he asked that if so, his mammon should be mutter to Kulei Alma. His mammon should be mutter the Kulei Alma. It's important to note that in the olden days, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah were very barbaric creatures. So they were a danger to society. And Maran Arab has a letter about this in the Ikot HaRaya, about the violence in the Tanakh, that's the only way to deal with such violent people. The best defense is a good offense. So if it's true that Stam Akum Mutu Lahargoy, so therefore Mamono Tzarech Liyot Mutu L'Kulei Alma, Shleya Mamono Chamer Mikufay. And there's going to be no Jewish Yoresh here, right? So there shouldn't be anybody arguing with this. So why are we passing Gezel Akum Zasser? And he blives with the Tzarechin. Based on what we said, we understand very well. Because Ladina the Rambam paskins that it's Mutu to kill the Meiser only before he does the Mesirah, but afterwards it's Zasser. But his money, writes the Amshel Shlomo, that even after the Mesirah, one's allowed to destroy, Alts Knas. And if so, that's only Shayich by a Jew, who was Moitzi Atzma Mekal Achicha, and through that he was Matir as Gufoi. But an Akum, Shemei Karena B'chlal Achicha, it's not Shayich to be Mafsin to give him a Knas Mammon. When it comes to a Jew, the Jew, we give him a Knas. And therefore, we're allowed to destroy his mammon even after the Mesirah. But by an Akum, a Knas isn't Shayach. And therefore, Gezel Akum is Aser. What Knas is there for being an Akum? Only by a Jew. He took himself out of a Chicha, so once he takes himself out of a Chicha, so he has this extra punishment that we give him a Knas, Hefsid. He loses his money. He takes himself out of a chicha. He was matir gufo, and namely he's matir mamaynai, even after the fact. But this goy is meikara, not included in a chicha. So even according to Mandarma, stam akum mutar lahargo. But he has no extra knas. What did he do? Meaning to give himself the knas. So we have no kal v'chomer. And also we say earlier that through the Hefsid Mammon, he's not going to be Moiser and there's going to be Tikkun HaOlam. That's only Shaykh by a Jew, there's going to be a Tikkun. But by a Goy, it's not Shaykh. And therefore, there's no Heter of Hefsid Mammon or Gezel Akum Zasser. And we began this year with the question of why in Hilchos Hoytzeach, 4:10, the Rambam omitted Moisrim And this shir, most of the shirim we give based on the Torah Moreinu Rabbeinu, he wrote the Torah. This shir was written by one of the shomim. He didn't write it himself, according to the Akdam of this sefer, where this shir is brought. So the question is not answered. So I guess whoever wrote it down missed that part. So I don't know what the answer to the kash is. Very curious. But what's important is that this was a shir. We spoke about not such nice things that we have to do sometimes in life, or that are have been done in history. So it's interesting that Rashi ends off in Seches Vav Kama, the word Tov, and the Maharsha already notes that the word Tov doesn't belong. Why did Rashi put it in there? Because you want to be Misayim B'davar Tov. So we should be Misayim B'davar Tov, that we should be Zeche and Yitz Hashem. We learn the end of Vav Kama, so we should be Zeche Taka to learn the whole, not only page 119, two lines from page 119, but all of the Masechta. And then all of the Masechta is Lomud Olam of Yisrael Alasis. And of course, there's so much more to say on this topic. So, Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully we will revisit it. And thank you so, so much for listening. It was awesome. And appreciate it. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.